Worried that federal spending was getting out of control, Senator Everett Dirksen warned in 1973 that a billion here and a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. Dirksen's quote seems quaint these days in light of the new spending passed or proposed by Congress to combat and counteract the impacts of the pandemic. I'll leave it to economists to argue about the impacts on inflation and the federal debt. But there's no question this new legislation has the potential to lift millions of Americans out of poverty. A study by the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University estimated that the first bill alone would cut childhood poverty by more than half, from the current rate of 13.5% all the way down to 5.7%. New Mexico, which relies on federal support more than almost any other state, stands to benefit enormously from this new spending. And it comes just as the state is trying to transition from an economy that is dependent on oil and gas revenue. It is absolutely critical that our state has a solid plan in place to ensure that this new funding is allocated in accordance with federal guidelines and reaches those who are most in need. A report issued last week by the state's Legislative Finance Committee argues that there is no such plan in place, and the state is failing to comply with federal guidelines as a result. In the first annual report to the federal government on COVID relief spending, the state failed to provide information in 7 of the 11 required categories, according to the LFC. Those left blank included information on how the state would promote equitable outcomes, ensure fair labor practices, and provide required performance data. While there are no apparent consequences for failed compliance, the public and the legislature lack a clear plan from the executive for the use of these funds and how the executive proposes to ensure accountability and transparency, the LFC report said. Almost all of the $682 million in federal funds that the state has spent thus far has gone to replenish the unemployment trust fund and repay the federal government for loans made to the state to cover unemployment payments. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has argued that she has sole authority to spend all federal money without going through the legislative process. That's being challenged in a lawsuit filed by 2 senators that's now pending before the Supreme Court. Regardless of how that lawsuit plays out, the governor and legislature must work together to ensure that this opportunity is not squandered. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.